Hello. Today I am here to talk about the railway flora in Turkey. My point is to give you a brief information and my observations through the railway between Ankara and Istanbul, and I hope I will be able to let the railway to speak itself. I want to start my words with a quotation from Nicole Schoenberger's in Railway Flora of Ernesto Chick. Imagine a goods train full of cereals traveling afar, jolted at its passes over a railroad, sewage and scattering a few grains of cereal of the seeds or wheats harvested along with it. Their ensuing growth may lead to the development of a non-autosuous plant populations. By the transit of thousands of trains along the tracks of railway makes it it is a statistical reality. This, how every railway station ends up hosting its own particular species, which is not stable. The railway network is a linear environment, a wildlife corridor exploited by certain plants to colonize. Railway flora is a potpourri of plants with the most diverse origins and life stories. The plants grow along the tracks, come from every corner of the world, with thousands of different stories. Their presence is due to human activities. In this research, I have investigated the first and the second district lines in Turkey, namely Anadolu-Bağdat Railway, in another word, Berlin-Bağdat Railway. First railway in Anatolia has been started to build through the end of the 19th century by the administrations of England, France, and Germany. At the beginning of the 20th century, the last Ottoman Sultan, Abdulhamid II, had made an agreement with Germany for the railway construction. Just before the First World War, Berlin-Bağdat Railway in Anatolia were one of the great achievements in 19th century, which left significant economic, social, cultural, political, and environmental traces in the regions it was meant to pass through. First of all, I want to give you brief information about Turkey, its location, and plant richness. Asia Minor hosted many civilizations due to its extraordinary location between Asia and Europe, very rich in terms of plant biodiversity because of its convenient climate conditions and different soil types, topographical variety between sea levels to 5,000 meters. During the last glacial period, plants migrated to Turkey through Europe, and they found themselves suitable habitat conditions. Apart from the natural plant migrations, many plant migrations materialized by the human activities. Except from the intentional transportation, like potato, garlic, onion, tomato, and many others, how about the unforeseen consequences? What are the results of human accidental influences, which couldn't be able to calculate in advance? In the narrower sense, if you are going to go through a single section like Berlin-Bağdat Railway and its influences on the vegetation, we can find visible evidences arising from the railroad. What kind of sources we have as a comparison material to make a decision if a plant is new or native to area? The best sources are flora books. Turkey's first flora books were published between 1965 and 1988 after the Berlin-Bağdat Railway. Before Davis's Flora, Boasier had published the Book of Flora Orientalis, consists of five volumes. Between 1860 1967 and 1884, which contains Turkey, Iran, and Afghanistan. In the Book of Flora of Turkey, Davis listed more than 10,000 plant species, and on the contrast, in Flora Orientalis, just about 5,000, including three huge countries. It means fully revealing the plant species which are new to Anatolia after the railway construction is difficult, but not impossible, even if we have limited comparison materials. We can still put forward some rational suggestions. Let's first look at some of the goods carried between Europe and Anatolia in 20th century. Cereals such as wheat, barley, oat, tomato, onion, garlic, coffee, tea, spices, corn, rice, sunflowers, sugar beet, olives, grape, tobacco, and mines, such as iron, copper, nickel, and cobalt. I added the mines to this list is because, as it was a part of the agreement between Ottoman Empire and Germany, means German company had right to mine in 20 kilometers both sides of the railway and transport them. And this is the Anatolia-Berlin or Berlin-Bağdat Railway. And here we can see the every single small station between Ankara and Eskişehir. The stations with red line were closed. Only the yellow highlighted stations are still working. And these are the other stations. Till to Istanbul. The first station is Ankara, where I started and where I am from. This is Ankara station, the old one. The above you see the old train station, and this is the bottom you see the new railway station. After Ankara, there are many fields, pepper, wheat, rocket, parsley, dill, spring onion fields, barley fields, and these are the natural plants distributed around. Now I want to show you some examples, some plant species through the railway. Sirsium from Asteraceae family, Daucus falcaria from Apiaceae, and Conium from again Apiaceae. These species are they distribute all around Anatolia, everywhere in Anatolia. And the Crepis foetida, Gallium, Teucrium, and again from Apiaceae foeniculum, Centaurea from Asteraceae, Cicorium also, and Ballota from Labiatae, and Sisymbium from Brescaceae, Eleagnaceae, Cartamus, again Asteraceae family, a member of. And these are the other species. And the second station is Esenkent station. This is, as you see in here, it is closed, one of the closed stations. When you look at it, actually you can see the railway in front of it, but it's not working. After 2009, most of the small stations are closed. Let's continue. This is around Esenkent railway station. As you can see in here, Sirsium Arvense, I want to go back. You just see it in front of the railway here, Sirsium Arvense, and some other poesy plants, and also the fields around it, sunflower and onion field. And next station is Molokoi. It is one of the lucky ones because it is museum at the moment, so it's in a good condition. And these species, again, two of them from Asteraceae family, again. Boraginaceae, Echium from Boraginaceae. And the next station is Karapınar. Opoponax. And as you see in here, old railway is here, and the new one is just parallel to that. And in between, there is a side road. And yesterday, while I was watching the amazing films from Rania Stefan, I realized Echinops retro is in everywhere through the railway, in Palestine, in Lebanon. Like in Turkey. It made me think that legends might be true. Just we don't know where to look at. Echinops retro is like a golden coin hidden along the tracks, and it says to us, it is time to show up, please aware of me. Yes, it is here. This species is Echinops retro. Most probably you have your paintings with you, I hope. And there is, you can see, Echinops retro, Daucus carota, and Eryngium criticum. These three plant species, always they show up together. So along the railway. So I wanted to show them together. As they are. Daucus, Kenepodium, and the next station is Beylikköprü. It is another closed station. Purslane, other wild species around the railway, after Beylikköprü, Euphorbia, Izatis, Cardaria, Rapistrum, Gypsophila, Centauria. And Centauria salsitropa, I also saw this plant from your film. And Ailanthus, I even saw this tree in the garden of Haus der Kultur in der Welt. And I know it is not native to Turkey. And Portulaca. If you look at the map, you can easily see these plants they don't have a logic distribution in Turkey. Yes, we are rich in plants. We have a lot of plants in Turkey. More than at the moment, actually, it's more than 10,000, 12,000 plants. But these are a bit strange. Centauria, again, Ayuka. And this station is one of the big stations. Look at this one, slightly bigger than the others. And it is again closed. Just you can see the wagons in the garden. Between Yunus Emre and Beylikova, there are fields, old fields, Avena sativa, Allium scordoprosum, but it is the wild species, and also cornfield. Everywhere is field. And you can see the high-speed train, which nowadays we replace the old train with this new train, and the fields around it. Actually, it is always parallel to each other, old one and the new one, new railway and the old railway. And here also fields, but always the wild species, they are just next to them. They keep continue to survive. And we continue. Another close station and the species around it. This is Eryngium, one of the common ones. But actually, it's not common in Turkey. It looks to me it's coming from Europe. What do you think? I don't know, but it comes from Europe. And some of the other species like Melika, it is same. Just in the west part of Turkey. And Eskişehir, it is one of the biggest stations in Turkey. And other species, again, from Asteraceae family. And the Sisium Creticum, it's again coming from Europe, I think. And the other ones. And the Cardus, I don't think it is, its genetic center must be in Europe, not Turkey. And also Anthemis cretica is coming from Europe. It's another closed one. And this is the other plant you have with you, with Echinops retro. This is Eryngium creticum. It is another plant distributed along the railway. And these are the other plants. I'm going a bit quickly. Sorry about that. And Onoportum tauricum. You have this painting with you also. Why I painted this is there is a field of Onoportum. At investigated area, Asteraceae family is the main plant group in whole rail line, especially Onoportum tauricum astonished me with the appearance of its extremely rich population. I have never seen this kind of huge Onoportum population anywhere in Turkey. The second big population belongs to Eryngium campestris I showed you, Daucus carota, and it is the other species you have with you. And the next one is Phoeniculum vulgare and Apiaceae family elements. These are the other species again. And after this station, it is difficult to trace the evidences because everywhere is full of buildings, and it is difficult to find a plan 5 kilometers from the railway. So I just showed the railway after this one. This is one of the biggest stations in Turkey. And this is the Haydarpaşa railway station. It is again another closed station in Turkey. These are the team. We did our field trip together, and these are the paintings from the area. And thank you very much for your kind attention. But first, before I finish my presentation, I have some questions. During the railway construction, some kind of herbicides have been used to remove the plant populations from the road. If the chemicals caused disappearing of some of the plant species through the railway or enable to new species to find themselves a better habitat conditions, seed or weeds scattered out of the wagons during the transportation between two continents caused any change in the plant biodiversity? The plant families best represented around the railway are the Asteraceae, Poaceae, Apiaceae, Fabaceae, Caryophyllaceae, and Brassicaceae. Some of the plant species around railway are rare to Anatolia and mostly distributed in the west part of Turkey. Traces show possible unintentional plant migration date back to railway constructions. Of course, for a better understanding, we need further investigation, such as by using phylogenetical or biogeographical methods. How effective to build a railway to the local people? Any connection where the stations and the people mostly settle? As we have seen from the slides, a lot of small stations were closed. For the public transportation, high-speed trains have been using since 2009. Railways, new railways are just parallel to old ones. High-speed trains only stop at some central stations. On the Berlin-Baghdad railway, only the goods could be transported since 2009. It is still working, luckily, but the people were settled around the station had already moved different places because the stations are closed. The unused stations have a heartrending appearance, very abundant. Is there any connection between the clear cut and the railway? Any visible change in habitat? This was the biggest question to me. Of course, railway and the fields display a change in landscape. However, I can say today, fields are in everywhere in central Anatolia because of the suitable climate conditions. Inner Anatolia is the hopper of the Turkey. We can say that the train transport is one of the most nature-friendly transport systems in the world. Despite having no such intention, while building and managing railways, human beings have created very special habitats capable to host many of the rarest plant species around the railroad. Between Ankara and Istanbul Railway, it took me a travel in a time and demonstrate to you its new and old flora elements, which looks extremely happy together. To me. Thank you very much.